Breathe deeply and know that your breath is the very breath of God, who created us, who sustains us, and who will renew us with all things. Early in the morning, fearful but faithful, dubious and doubting, we came to the garden. We expected only silence, but we heard the voice of angels. We did not understand, but we found our hope rekindled. We came to attend a corpse, but instead we encountered life. Hallelujah. Watching at the cross, we see the powerful reality of a life directed by love. Risen Jesus, as we meet you in imagination, standing in the graveyard, may fear be thrown off, our lives energized, and our feet follow yours in the service of justice. Waiting by the tomb, we glimpse the challenging potential of a life constrained by love. Risen Jesus, as we meet you in the world incarnated in others, may selfishness be defied, our hearts expanded, and our hands join with yours in the service of liberation. Walking in the garden, we encounter the vibrant possibilities of a life reborn through love. Risen Jesus, as we meet you beyond time, present in bread and wine, may what is wounded be healed through love, and what is mortal be transformed by life in the service of your kingdom. As we approach the table, it is right that we take a moment to confess. Jesus, through your committed living and dying, you show us the possibilities of love and reveal the first fruits of your kingdom. We confess that all too often we have let self-preservation smother love and defy the rule of justice. Jesus, by your patient waiting in the tomb, you show us the possibilities of love and reveal the first fruits of your kingdom. We confess that all too easily we have let self-interest out-argue love and restrict the reach of liberation. Jesus, in your mysterious rising from the dead, you show the possibilities of love and reveal the first fruits of your kingdom. We confess that all too readily we have let self-doubt keep love chained and deny the possibility of transformation. Jesus, incarnate love, committed, patient, and free, your resurrection reminds us that the graveyard is also where life begins again. Meet us now in our places of death. Touch and transform us that our lives too might witness the possibilities of love and bear the fruits of your kingdom. Amen. Let us affirm our faith together. We believe that Jesus, God unbounded, directed by love, accepted restraint and lived a fully human life to begin the healing of the world. Alleluia, with wonder we affirm it. We believe that Jesus, God unbounded, sustained by love, accepted restraint and died on the cross to draw the sting of death. Alleluia, with faith we accept it. We believe that Jesus, God unbounded, empowered by love, accepted restraint and was entombed to break the grip of evil. Alleluia, with confidence we believe it. We believe that Jesus, God unbounded, directed, sustained and empowered by love, threw off all restraint and rose from the dead to transform the world through life. Alleluia, with joy we proclaim it. Knowing who God is in Christ, let us pray for this world, knowing that resurrection is always possible. I'll just leave some time of quiet here for you to pray for those who you know, those things that God has put on your heart, knowing that we do so together as the body and bride of Christ, interceding for a broken and hurting world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We stand in the resurrection garden of God, a place suffused and shaped by love and ripe with its potential. And this is the table of the risen Jesus, a place fashioned and furnished by love and rich with its promises. So come, whether you have seen and believed or are dubious and doubting still, whether you confess confidently or with a fragile, fearful heart, come and share these gifts of grace, encounter Christ and be healed by love and transformed by life. Before the bright dawn in the garden in which love was resurrected, before the cold silence of the tomb by which love was swallowed, before the black horror of the cross on which love was broken, before the bitter struggle of another garden through which love affirmed its choices, Jesus, eating a final supper with his friends, blessed and broke bread and poured out a cup of wine, sharing these tokens with them as a confirmation of the life he had lived and a sign of what was to come. So we too, recalling that moment and honouring that life, take and break this bread. And pour out this wine as a confirmation and sign that we are part of its ongoing story. And remembering with wonder and joy that love, though broken on a cross, was not defeated, and though swallowed by death, was not silenced, but lives unvanquished and speaks still and to all words of welcome, healing and hope. We join our voices with that of creation and with all those who bear witness across the world and throughout the ages to the transforming power of God's love and life. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. As we remember and rejoice, send down your Holy Spirit on us and these gifts of bread and wine, that we may once again encounter love and be transformed by life. May the peace of the resurrected Jesus, the challenging peace of committed life, the liberating peace of selfless love, the vibrant peace of new possibility, recall you to radical living, empower you for rich loving, and transform you with radiant joy. For Jesus' love resurrected comes to us now in the garden, offering these signs of healing and hope, and calling us onwards into transformation. We read from Matthew chapter 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, he has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of the Lord. Jesus, love resurrected, has met us once again in the garden and touched and transformed us with life. Hallelujah, with joy we accept it. Jesus' life in all its fullness now calls us onward into powerful reality, the challenging potential and the vibrant possibilities of the life of his kingdom. Hallelujah, with conviction we will live it. Amen.